Parliament has added its voice to that of the President by overwhelmingly condemning the practice of homosexuality in the country. Parliament also commended President Mills for boldly stating Ghana's stance on the issue. For the details, here is our parliamentary correspondent, Issa Shaibu.
MPs from both sides of the House unanimously condemned homosexuality, following a statement on the floor by the member for Ablekuman North, Justice Joe Appiah. According to the MPs, Ghana is a sovereign nation, and it is not the duty of any other person to tell Ghanaians what they should do. They should therefore respect Ghanaian cultural values, adding that the country will never accept homosexuality. The MPs remarked that although Ghana believes in human rights, same-sex relation is a taboo in the country. The MP for Sekendi, Papa Usankuma, said homosexuality goes contrary to the purpose of mankind's creation on earth. Papa Usankuma said it is unfortunate Ghana has been advertised recently as a safe haven for sexual deviance due to internet facilities. He therefore advised schools to teach behaviors and norms that are not acceptable in the country. The MPs made reference to the catastrophe that befell Sodom and Gomorrah and advised Ghanaians to be guided by that. They, however, urged Ghanaians not to insult any person or society which do not frown on homosexuality.
A report by our parliamentary correspondent, Issa Shaibu. Meanwhile, most Ghanaians seem to be in support of the President's reaction to UK Prime Minister's threat to withhold aid to countries that do not legalize homosexuality. When Radio Ghana sampled views from the public on the issue, they called for unified force to support the President and government as a whole on the country's stand.
To me, this morning I heard about it on radio. And to me, what the President is saying, I really support him, because all the religious leaders and then other NGOs have to really come up with some policies in addition to the government to be able to support each other so that those things shouldn't be legalized. The motivation I'm giving to the President and the government and the entire nation is all of us have to come together, because for this thing to be very effective in this country, all the citizens, we have to come together so that those things shouldn't be legalized.
The President can me fuasopa. The here be our Ghana. It's me fuasopa. The person who will be our President, no? Am I a pussy?
I think that this gay issue should be once again looked at. As a country, it's about time we stand on our feet. I am really in support of what the President just said yesterday on the television, in that we are in fact getting a corrupt society as of now. If care is not taken, we will be broken down. I think there should be infrastructure in our schools, in the universities, where they will educate the people. The moral education must be really looked at. I think NGOs and churches clearly come out, and rather they should support the President. Well, I think one broom cannot sweep. If we all come together as a nation and we speak against it, I think our voices will be held further.
If one President is 100%, because gay in your department, and your idea is a kind of Jesus also. So I'm going to say, it's like, now I say, I'm going to start educating Nipa Bibri, because, and yet, I say, churches need other group groups, you know, I'm going to start educating God for any schools now. Yeah.
What the President has said is in the right direction. For me, I don't think gays should be allowed to come in the light. Whatever happens, legalizing it, I also support the President that it shouldn't be legalized. No, the President has given his mind. The step he has taken is in the right direction. So I urge all Ghanaians to support him so that we can all make sure that we fight one cause.
These from the public after President Mills declared the country's stance on homosexuality.